I passed the billboard a couple times, and I ain't gonna lie, I felt a little guilty because it's definitely something I want to speak on. But pay for North Carolina teachers. We all know teachers are very underpaid. They have a tough job. I commend the teachers, you know, that go in there and do like they're supposed to and actually care about the next generation. So yeah, man, we gotta pay them more because they deal with a lot. And looking back on it, I had some really cool teachers throughout the years that really looked out for me and wanted to see me succeed. So, you know, we all know how important that is to, you know, have somebody there to help keep you motivated and keep you going. And teachers do a good job of doing that when you find the right one. I can't really speak for everybody on this topic, but I can only speak for me. So this is just my opinion. But I despise prosperity preaching, you know, on the basis of the more you give, the more blessed you'll be. I just think that's a crooked way of going about it, because sometimes I've seen people give their all and not really receive it. And they're like, well, you know, you just got to keep on giving and it'll come to you. And at some point, you know, I didn't feel like that was realistic. And I felt that certain churches and pastors took advantage of that, you know. Like, I want to start a section where I just highlight a song from somebody from North Carolina. You know, you guys can shout somebody out. I'll check it out and tell you how I feel about the song. But I wanted to do Life by Luke. He's a Charlotte artist, pretty dope. He was signed to Dreamville with J. Cole. And I just like what the song represents of learning while you go throughout life and responsibilities. I think that's really dope. So that's the song I want to shout out this week. Life by Luke. This is Dream Journals Part 2.
Back when I was in college, I did some research for a public speaking class, and it was about dreams and, you know, like how we dream, like what, where it comes from. And one of these theories, I believe it was called the activation synthesis theory. It talks about how while we dream at night, you know, we're most likely in REM sleep, which is, it stands for rapid eye movement. It's the part of sleep where your eyes are literally moving back and forth behind your eyelids and your heart rate speeds up. Your breathing can become irregular and the brain starts to become more active. And so the activation theory is that while we're in this part of sleep, there's a part of our brainstem called the pons. And this is the region that deals with relaying messages in the brain, either in the brain or to and from the brain. And so our brain might be in sleep mode, but it's not completely turned off. So, you know, the pons is still active, and at times other circuits of the brain become activated. So these are areas like the limbic system, like the deal with emotions or memories or sensations like touch and smell. And so pieces like the amygdala and the hippocampus, they become active. And so all of these circuits are popping off and the brain interprets these. They're trying to make sense of it and all this internal activity. So they're trying to create meaning, and that's, you know, hence that's why we start to dream.
I know the Olympics is going on right now, and I don't keep up with every sport. I ain't going to sit here and lie. But I do, you know, want the USA to have the most gold medals. Like, I care about the little things like that. And I know it's like, oh, well, you beat us in a sport. That doesn't really mean anything. But that's the way the games are represented, you know. You represent for your country. So I do like to see the competition, because I don't feel like it's helpful competition, you know, on a grand stage anymore. So it's good when you see them actually have like a cause they can get behind and that they believe in. I know the opportunity that's presented to people born in America, and you kind of have a leg up. We have a leg up over most of the third world countries and stuff that are still struggling, still trying to get some things together. So we have a great opportunity in America to make your dreams happen. You know, I do still believe that, you know, it just takes work. And I think that like what America was built on was opportunity. So, you know, hopefully the USA wins all the gold. and we take away the most medals. Y'all really got to stop playing and bring back this thing. Charlotte, we need them. WNBA, we need them. Let's do it. Bring back this thing.